Hey there, awesome listeners. This is Jessica Lane, your friendly neighborhood positivity guru, here to sprinkle some sunshine into your day with a dose of mental magic. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh great, another self-help podcast. But trust me on this one. We're diving deep into something super real, overcoming those pesky negative thoughts and emotions that can sometimes hijack our happiness train. Ever feel like your mind is a hamster wheel of worry? Or like a storm cloud is permanently parked above your head? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? You have the power to change that narrative. This isn't about pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows, because let's be real, life has its ups and downs. It's about learning how to navigate those tough moments with grace and resilience. Think of this podcast as your daily mental training session, where we'll unlock the tools to build a stronger, more positive mindset. Ready to level up? Let's do this. 5 key takeaways for conquering negative thoughts and emotions. 1. Acknowledge it, don't deny it. The first step is recognizing those negative thoughts and feelings. Don't try to suppress them. That just makes them fester like a forgotten gym sock. Instead, acknowledge them with kindness and curiosity. Say something like, "Hey, there's some anxiety creeping in right now," or, "I'm noticing a bit of frustration." This awareness is crucial because it allows you to start taking control. You know that feeling when you try to ignore a mosquito bite? It just gets more annoying, right? Same with negative thoughts. Ignoring them only amplifies their power. 2. Challenge those inner critics. Our minds are masters at spinning stories, often negative ones. Ever heard that voice in your head saying things like, "You're not good enough," or, "You'll never succeed"? Time to call out those inner critics for what they are, a bunch of exaggerators and pessimists. When those thoughts pop up, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? Would I say these things to a friend? Chances are, the answer is no. So why subject yourself to this negativity? 3. Reframe your perspective. Think of your brain like a muscle. The more you use certain pathways, the stronger they become. If you constantly focus on the negative, those neural pathways get super well trodden. But here's the cool part. You can retrain your brain. When a negative thought arises, try to reframe it in a more positive or neutral light. Instead of, "I messed up that presentation," say, "That didn't go as planned, but I learned from it and will do better next time." See the difference? 4. Practice gratitude. It's amazing how a little gratitude can shift your entire mindset. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. Maybe it's a delicious cup of coffee, a sunny day, or a supportive friend. Focusing on these positive aspects helps to counteract those negative vibes. You know that feeling when you wake up and feel grateful for just being alive? That's pure magic. 5. Self-care is your superpower. Taking care of yourself physically and mentally is essential for managing those pesky negative emotions. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, move your body, and engage in activities that bring you joy. Think of self-care as a preventative measure. The stronger your foundation, the better equipped you are to handle life's challenges. Ever feel like your mind is playing tricks on you? Like those negative thoughts just won't quit? You know, the ones that whisper doubts and make you second-guess yourself even when you're doing great? I used to be a master at that game. I'd get caught in this vicious cycle of worry. My mind would spiral into what-if scenarios, and before I knew it, I feel like I was drowning in anxiety. It felt like those negative thoughts were running the show. One day, I realized I couldn't let them control me anymore. I had to take back the reins. So, I started implementing these strategies, acknowledging my thoughts without judgment, challenging those inner critics, reframing negative situations with a positive spin, and practicing gratitude for even the smallest things. It wasn't always easy, but slowly but surely, I started to feel a shift. The grip of negativity loosened, and I could finally see things more clearly. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. We all struggle with negative thoughts and emotions from time to time. But by practicing these techniques consistently, you can create a more positive and resilient mindset. You've got the power to rewrite your story and choose happiness, one thought at a time. So go out there and shine bright, amazing listeners. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of positivity and let me know your thoughts on social media. Join the conversation, spread the love, and remember, every day is a new opportunity to create a brighter tomorrow. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.